So, there's that old saying that wind is the great equalizer in golf. But looking at the research we pull from Golf Day Buddy, it feels less like an equalizer and more like a skill that, well, most of us just sort of ignore.
Oh, completely. We spend all this time on the driving range where it's perfectly calm,
Yeah.
and then we're shocked when our game just falls apart when a little breeze picks up. So the mission for this deep dive is clear.
Yate.
We're taking the advice from Golf Day Buddy, which is really focused on South African conditions, and we're going to figure out how to, use the wind instead of just fighting it.
And South Africa is, I mean, it's the perfect place to look at this, isn't it? The wind is so different depending on where you are.
Exactly. You can't just play one generic wind shot. If you're in Cape Town in the summer, you're dealing with the Cape Doctor.
That's Southeaster.
Yeah, that relentless, heavy coastal air. Now, compare that to Durban, where you might just get a nice, steady sea breeze. It's still moving the ball, but it's different.
And then you go up to the Highveld, the Johannesburg or Pretoria.
Exactly. Altitude. The air is thinner, so the ball naturally flies a bit further, but those courses are often so open that the gusts can be incredibly deceptive. It's not a steady push, it's punchy. So just knowing where the wind is coming from can change your whole game plan.
Okay, so let's get into the mechanics. The source, Golf Day Buddy, talks a lot about the setup, and the old advice was always just widen your stance. But it seems like it's more about anchoring yourself.
It is. It's about lowering your center of gravity. You're not just widening your stance so you don't fall over.
Hopefully not.
You're doing it to restrict your lower body movement. In the wind, you really want a shorter, more compact swing, and that wide base sort of forces you to stay centered.
Which brings us to the swing itself. And this is the part that just, it feels so wrong. When that wind is howling in your face, my first instinct is to smash the ball as hard as possible.
Which is the absolute worst thing you can do.
Because of the spin, right?
Precisely. The harder you swing, the more backspin you create. And into a headwind, that spin makes the ball just balloon. It climbs up and then drops straight down, going nowhere.
So Golf Day Buddy says to swing slow and smooth.
Slow and smooth. You want to take the spin off the ball. This is why they mention club selection. They say to use a bigger club.
Right, clubbing up.
Yeah. If you're 150 meters out, don't try to kill a 7 iron. Just take a nice, smooth 5 iron. The source even uses this really extreme example for Pretoria,
That's not.
suggesting you might need a driver where you'd normally hit an iron if the gust is strong enough.
Wow, that sounds drastic.
It is, but the physics works. You're trading height for penetration. You want the ball to fly low.
Okay, so speaking of seeing things, how do you actually read the wind? It's not always hitting you right in the face.
No, and that's a great point. On some courses, the wind at ground level is totally different from the windup where your ball's going to be. The source suggests looking at the local plants. Look at the fin bows or the tops of the grasses. If they're leaning, you know what you're up against.
And wind socks are flags, obviously.
Sure, but nature is a bit more subtle. They also mention equipment, like switching to low spin balls. Again, it's all about reducing that drag.
I want to shift to the mental side of this. I usually connect playing in the wind with just frustration, but the text argues it's actually an anxiety reducer.
It sounds optimistic, I know, but it's a reframing technique. When it's windy, you simply can't be a
We
perfectionist.
have to accept it.
You have to. It forces you out of thinking about your swing and into just playing golf. You stop worrying about your elbow and start seeing the shot shape.
Visualization. They came up a few times in the article.
It's so important. You have to see the curve before you hit it. And honestly, it builds resilience. If you can manage to make a par in a gale,
Then a calm day feels easy.
it feels like a walk in the park. You've been training with the weights on.
And just for a second on safety, they mentioned things like windbreakers and hats.
And just knowing when to call it a day. If the ball is moving on the green by itself, it's time to go to the clubhouse. No round is worth getting hurt.
Fair enough. So to recap, anchor your stance, club up, and swing smooth to kill the spin. And then use the whole thing to sharpen your focus.
Yeah, exactly. Don't fight the elements. You have to work with them.
Okay, I'll leave you with this thought then. We spend so much money on clubs and balls to make the game easier. But if playing in the wind actually makes us sharper, more focused players, does playing on a perfect sunny, calm day actually make us lazy?
That is an uncomfortable question.